When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
Danny's Listening is a bonus series brought to you by Family Secrets.
Hi, Family Secrets family. It's been a while. First, I want to let you know that a new season of Family Secrets will drop on May 4th with all new episodes. It's hard to believe we're heading into our 8th season. I've always said that I'd stop doing this podcast if I ran out of great stories to tell. But here's the thing. There is an endless array of family secrets. The kind we keep, the kind we discover, the kind that are kept from us. Because no family is untouched by them. No family is immune. And no family is perfect. Which leads me to this brief bonus episode. We're occasionally going to drop listener stories into the feed between now and when the new season drops, along with extraordinary interviews like an upcoming one with the brilliant Dr. Gabor Mate, trauma specialist and author most recently of The Myth of Normal. Stay tuned for that one. You won't want to miss it. But also, so many of you are calling in with your stories. My team and I are incredibly moved by your courage and your trust in us. We'll work hard to continue to earn that trust and to create this community. So here's our latest episode of a segment we call Danny's Listening, because I am. In case you're new to this, we're going to play a listener story for you, and then I'll share a few thoughts. As always, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening.
Hello. I can't believe I'm actually doing this. I'll try to make it quick. I have been in an inappropriate relationship with a man for a very long time. The sexual part of it is over. I ended it years ago, but we're still friends. And I know that my family, even though the sexual part is over, would still consider that inappropriate, as they should. My husband and daughter think I hung the moon. They literally refer to me as perfect, which, when you think about it, is a hard compliment. And I love them so much. I love them so much. I love my husband so much. And I know that if this were ever discovered, he would not believe that I love him like I love him. It would be hard for him to believe that, because he would equate sex with love. He's very old-fashioned. And he just wouldn't even be able to fathom how I allowed this to happen. And it would just devastate him. And in a way, it has devastated me. I've gained a lot of weight. I have anxiety attacks. I don't sleep well. And this has been going on for years. I've gotten all kinds of health problems. And I know that the anxiety around this has contributed to it. But I know that it would be far worse if I were ever confronted with it. No one would understand how I let this happen. Sometimes I'm not even sure I understand. I was going through a lot at the time. And when you say that, it sounds like an excuse. And so there is no excuse. I know that. But it's like I was a different person, like my mind was altered by what was happening to me otherwise, and I just let it happen. And I know that my husband and daughter would never forgive me for it. How do you forgive somebody you have on a pedestal? I don't know what else to say. I can't believe I did this. That's all.
Wow. Okay. First, I'm so glad you called in. That took a lot of guts, and I could tell as I listened that you were taking a big risk and surprising yourself. My guess is that you may have never spoken these words aloud to a single soul. I hear the weight of this story in your voice. What struck me most is what you say about perfection. Your family, your husband and daughter, think you're perfect. You describe that as a hard compliment, and I really agree with you. It's hard because no one is perfect. I mean, of course, it's never an easy thing to have had an inappropriate relationship outside your marriage, but you hardly need me to tell you that. You're telling yourself that every single day. You're punishing yourself with your anxiety, your weight gain, your health problems. You worry that your husband and daughter wouldn't understand and that they might not forgive you. You say, how do you forgive someone you have on a pedestal? What do we put on pedestals? Statues, that's what. Statues made of marble, of stone. You are a flesh and blood human being, one who made a mistake and who is living with profound consequences. You don't need the consequences of blowing up your family, of your husband and daughter finding out after all these years. It seems to me that what you do need is to be kinder to yourself, to stop expecting perfection, to get down off that pedestal and accept that the person you were when you had the affair, you describe her as a different person, is not who you are today. Maybe you can make your own private amends by, I don't know, reaching out a hand in kindness to someone else who's suffering. It sounds like you love your family a lot, and they love you too. Can you allow yourself a new chapter moving forward? I hope you can. We all make mistakes. Those mistakes don't have to define us forever. I wish you luck and hope you're able to be gentle with yourself. Okay, that's it. We'll be back in a bit with more listener stories as well as Dr. Gabor Mate. And remember, May 4th, get ready for the new season. If you have a secret you'd like to share, please call 888-SECRET-0. That's 888-SECRET and the number 0.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.